Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Things might get difficult at the Port Authority.
WCBS's Steve Burns joins us from Jersey City, where he heard from the governor today. Steve, what exactly does Governor Murphy want to see here?
We've heard Governor Murphy be very adamant about this, that he wants all drivers coming in from New Jersey treated the same way on congestion pricing, whether they're using the Holland, Lincoln, or George Washington Bridge. We've seen some of the proposals put out by the MTA that might give a credit on the congestion charge to drivers who are using the tunnels, but not drivers on the GWB. Murphy says that will not happen on his watch. He told us he hopes to come to a peaceful resolution on this. He thinks that is what's going to happen here. But he also mentioned a not-so-peaceful way of going about this, which is to hold up business at the Port Authority. The Port Authority is a bi-state agency. Minutes have to be signed off by both governors. And if Murphy were to hold things up here, it could create a bureaucratic nightmare for both states. Again, he said he is optimistic that it will not come to that.
What have we heard from congestion pricing proponents on how lenient we should be on New Jersey drivers?
Well, I'm thinking back to my conversation recently with Catherine Wild. She heads up the Partnership for New York City. She'll actually be serving on the Traffic Mobility Review Board, which is the panel that'll be deciding on all these rules. She was very adamant in saying she does not see a reason why New Jersey should get special treatment here. It might make sense to give a credit to drivers using the Holland or Lincoln, since those spit you out in the congestion zone below 60th Street. But giving a discount to drivers on the GW would be a bit more questionable, since it's so much farther north. The central point here is still that the more discounts and exemptions that are given out, the higher that base toll would have to be.
Steve, Governor Murphy also making his voice heard on another controversial transportation project, and that's the widening of the New Jersey Turnpike extension through Jersey City. Where does he stand on that?
Well, the governor has come out in favor of what's become a really controversial project here. Again, widening the Turnpike extension through Bayonne, through Jersey City, would add two lanes in each direction. It would rebuild the Newark Bay Bridge. Local politicians, folks in Hoboken and Jersey City, have already come out against it. They say it'll add more traffic and more pollution. Environmental groups are against it. I spoke with one activist who noted the state has continually refused to do any kind of traffic study or climate study on this. But Governor Murphy said it's the right thing to do. He insists most of the traffic here will be electric vehicles by the time this project is done.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns in Jersey City.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.